This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump says the reality is only now setting in. He tells the Washington Examiner if he hadn't turned his head at just the right moment, well, he said, we would not be talking today, would we? He says a bullet hit his ear at that rally on Saturday night in Pennsylvania as a would-be assassin tried to kill him. The AP's Julie Walker with the latest on the suspected shooter killed by the Secret Service.
The FBI says 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks from Bethel, Pennsylvania, a nursing home worker, is the man suspected of trying to assassinate former President Trump. Deputy Director Paul Abate.
Text and phone call detail information that thus far has not revealed anything with regard to motive or the involvement or knowledge of anyone else.
Crooks used an AR-style rifle authorities say they believe was purchased by his father. The roof where he was found about 160 yards from where Trump was speaking before he reported a bullet pierced his ear. High school classmates say Crooks was rejected by the rifle team for being a bad shot. Jason Kohler went to the same school and says Crooks was a loner.
He was bullied, sat alone at lunch.
Records show Crooks was a registered Republican, but they also show he gave $15 to a progressive PAC. I'm Julie Walker.
Security expert Andrew Scott III says he's surprised the Secret Service allowed that rooftop near the rally to be unguarded.
You allocate one to more likely two to three officers to take positions along that rooftop or that roof line. But that apparently wasn't done.
Former President Trump is in Milwaukee this morning for the Republican National Convention, which begins today. There's anxiety and anger there as Trump loyalists gather for the convention. Mr. Trump could announce his choice for vice president soon, or maybe later in the week. This is AP News. And now to the winner, Spain. The AP's Karen Chamas has this.
Spain has won the Soccer European Championship for the fourth time as fans prepare to celebrate the night away to mark the win. In central Madrid, locals go by their daily routines with beaming smiles after Spain's record fourth win. Resident Oscar Pascual called the match incredible, adding, "We are without words, thank God, without words." Spain beat England 2-1 in the European Championship at Berlin's Olympiastadion. England, the birthplace of soccer, is still without a major title in the men's game since winning the 1966 World Cup. I'm Karen Chamas.
British luxury fashion house Burberry has unexpectedly appointed Joshua Schulman as its new chief executive officer. This as the company warns it expects to record an operating loss in the first half of the year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.